Chapter 9. A Surprise. Seth's first thought upon waking was, I did it! He felt proud that he had slept through the night at Ben's house. Ben and Peter were still asleep, so Seth's second thought was to hide Marco Polo. But when Seth touched his pillow, Marco Polo wasn't there. Seth felt inside his sleeping bag, moving his hand up and down. Nothing. Marco Polo wasn't on the floor nearby. He hadn't rolled up against Seth's backpack. Where is he? Seth crawled out of his sleeping bag to look under Ben's dresser. What are you doing? Ben asked from the bottom bunk. Peter rolled over in the top bunk to look at Seth. Did you lose something? Seth's heart sank. He didn't want Peter and Ben to find Marco Polo.
I think my flashlight might have rolled under here.
Don't worry, Ben said. I'll help you look for it.
No, that's okay, Seth said. I can look myself. I'm sure it just rolled under something.
I can help. Ben climbed out of bed and started looking too. Maybe it's under the heater? Peter climbed down the bunk bed ladder. He picked up Seth's pillow. There was the flashlight.
It was right here all the time, Peter said.
Seth didn't know what to do. Then he decided to tell Ben and Peter the truth, even if they made fun of him.
I'm sorry. I didn't really lose my flashlight. I lost Marco Polo. He's a toy mouse. I borrowed him from the library to help me feel braver.
Ben looked surprised. Why?
It's my first time sleeping over at your house, Seth said. And I was a little scared. I've only been to your house in the daytime.
You two really are scaredy cats, Peter laughed.
Meow!
Suddenly, the door pushed open and Tulip ran into the room. She raced around and around like something was chasing her. Marco Polo was hanging on to her tail.
Moby!
Ben cried, grabbing the toys off Tulip's tail.
Where have you been? I've missed you so much.
Moby? Seth asked.
It's his monster lovey-dovey, Peter teased.
Ben's face turned red. He hugged the little green monster to his chest.
Mom bought Moby for me because sometimes I get scared in the middle of the night. In the dark, my imagination starts thinking of scary things like monsters. But Moby can speak monsters, so he tells the monsters to stay away. It's babyish, right?
Yes, Peter said.
No, Seth said loudly. I have a stuffed buddy at home named Boo. I've had her since I was a baby. I wanted to bring her, but I was afraid you might make fun of me.
I wouldn't do that, Ben said, giving Moby a squeeze.
That's funny. Moby smells like the garage.
Seth looked closely at Marco Polo. There was dust on his acorn cap hat.
I wonder where they've been.
The boys all looked at Tulip.
Come on, Peter said.